got me to stay. Say that you need me. Stop, 'cause these words don't have a meaning. No, they don't. At least not to me. There'll be a day I'll be more creative, a poetic way to say I'm not leaving to the world, not to your face. I'll take my pride, stand here for you. No, I'm not blind, just seeing it through. You take my life just for a thrill. I'll take tonight and I'll die on this hill. I always will.
Other people are racist. People that vote for Trump, vote for reform. Anyone that wants to stop immigration, they're racist, right? Or are they? Or are you just simplifying the other person's position so you can tear it down? They vote reform, they vote Trump, they hate immigrants, they're racist. It's not true. It's not true in every case, is it? It's called a straw man argument. Create a false position for the other side rather than listening, trying to understand and come together. I firmly believe this is where all the world's problems come from. Straw men arguments, making up in our own heads extreme positions for the other side that are a fallacy, just so we can tear them down. And it's brainless. People that say, oh, I'll die on this hill, as if they're proud of that. Don't die on any hill. The hill is often the bare shaky ground. Stay alive. Dying on the hill is suicide. I want to die on this hill before anyone can question my argument. That's what you're saying. What you're saying is you'd rather die than have anyone disagreeing with you. It's fucking mental. Converse. Talk to the other side. Maybe, just maybe, you're not so far away from the person you hate. Those racists over there, are they really racist? And are you being honest with your own prejudices? Don't die on any hill. Talk. Listen. Is a hill that I will die on.